Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Yes, it is the Wendy's Big Show on a Monday. I'm Rami Makhlouf, along with Steve Sparky, Pfeiffer, the former Packer and Badger running back, Gary Ellerson, whose new word of the day is substantive, as we heard. That is what he said.
What did he say?
Substantive.
Play it again.
I don't have it.
Mike Clemens.
I'm pretty sure he didn't.
Steve, he says substantive.
Mike Clemens on the other side. Is Mike still over there? Can you play that David Stearns cut that you just played in your update, please? Apparently, this is how we're going to start the show.
It's Monday.
Yeah, it is. It is Monday. We'll talk
Some of them have been maybe overly exaggerated in the press, and then there are some things we're working on that haven't been discussed publicly at all. So we'll keep you guys guessing for a little while longer, but we're certainly working on things, and it would, I'll say this, it would not surprise me if we make a substantive move between now and spring training.
I don't know. It's hard to hear the exact pronunciation of what he said.
Substantive, bro.
Okay, sure. I mean, if that's the word he used, it didn't make sense, but sure. I don't feel like arguing with you. We're going to talk with Adam McAlvey, our Milwaukee baseball insider, coming up at 3:35, but you heard him there say, let's just say that they might make a significant move, and that significant move might be signing Yu Darvish after multiple outlets reported over the weekend that the Brewers made an offer to the free agent, 30-year-old right-handed pitcher who spent last year with the Rangers and the Dodgers, which leads us to ask you the question, would you rather have Yu Darvish or Jake Arrieta? 414-799-1250, or you can tweet us at 105.7 FM The Fan, because those are the two veteran pitchers that the Brewers have been linked to in various rumors as the hot stove starts to heat up just a little bit, with more rumors floating around the last week or so than there have been all offseason long. So who would you rather have, Yu Darvish or Jake Arrieta? 414-799-1250, or you can tweet us at 105.7 FM The Fan. I don't know that we've heard any reports that the Brewers have an offer out to Jake Arrieta, Sparky, but I think it's almost safe to assume that if they have an offer out to Yu Darvish, they probably also have one out to Jake Arrieta, wouldn't you say?
I hope not. I don't want Jake Arrieta. I've been saying that from the beginning. Let's hope they don't. I mean, we've heard that they're interested. To be honest with you, this is the first team we've heard that has an official offer out there to any one of these top three pitchers. Darvish, Arrieta, or Lance Lynn. These three guys, have you heard of any team having an offer out to any one of these three officially?
No.
No.
So, not specifically.
These three top pitchers, we're sitting here coming up or past the middle of January. Pitchers and catchers report in like a month. And the top free agent pitchers, this is the first offer that's gone public that we've heard about, is the Brewers, of all the teams that could be interested, it's the Milwaukee Brewers.
We've heard multiple rumors that X number of teams is in on Jake Arrieta, or interested on Jake Arrieta,
but not
or for Yu Darvish, but offers, no.
No. So, the another team that's in on Yu Darvish that really wants him at is the Minnesota Twins.
That's Paul Mulder, isn't it?
Yeah. So, how crazy is it? You got two smaller markets, the Brewers and the Twins, both in on weight, which very well may be, I would assume, the highest ticketed item and left in free agency this year from a pitching standpoint in Yu Darvish. Now, how much will they give him? For how long will they give him? I don't know. He didn't pitch all that well in the World Series. His ERA was like 3.8 something last year. Prior to that, it was more like 3.3, 3.4 throughout the rest of his career. Anytime you roll the dice out of pitcher, obviously it's more dangerous than a position player, in my opinion, from the standpoint of possible injury to an elbow, possible injury to a shoulder, and how that could possibly screw things up long term for the rest of that contract. Now, there are, you know, possibilities that could hurt a Major League Baseball player as well, but for the most part, it tends to screw things up more, I think, for pitchers than it does for position players when you start signing guys to big money long term deals. A guy like Eric Hosmer probably isn't going to make you regret signing that deal, is my guess, going forward. One of these guys very well may make you look foolish if you give them too much money over too long a period of time. And I think the longer this has gone on, the better it is for the Brewers, obviously, because that means, or so we all think, that these 6-year deals that these guys apparently want, they're not going to get. And odds are they're probably not going to get five-year deals. So if this ends up being a three- or a four-year deal, that's not end-of-the-world stuff. It really isn't for the Milwaukee Brewers. I think you could see them get in at $20 million a year or whatever it may be. It's probably going to be more than that. On a Darvish or on an Arrieta, I would assume Lynn will be the third as far as pricing goes. He may be more affordable than the other two, but the fact that they made an offer very well may be just David Stern saying, well, look, if nobody's going to do anything, I'm just going to throw an offer out there. If none of the rest of you guys want to make an offer, I'll start the bidding. If any of you have ever played fantasy baseball in an auction-style draft, that's how I kind of see this whole thing kind of playing out right now. As far as, you know, you nominate a player and then you throw out a bid. And then you watch everybody else bid for him, but you really have no interest in that player. That's why you throw him out. And then everybody else bids. I think from a Brewers perspective, that may be what's happening here. Yeah, we have interest. We know we can't get him. Similar to when they made Sabathia the offer of $400 to $100 million. I think this is the Brewers saying, okay, we'll start the bidding and let's see you jokers go ahead and rally it on up. But we're sitting here waiting to get one of our guys that we really do want because nobody's signing until Darvish and Arrieta come off the board. So the whole free agent pitching market is pretty much at a dead standstill until these two knuckleheads come off the board. So I think,
by David Stern is, let's just go ahead, let's see what it is.
I think Stern's like what they did now when Doug Belvin was here.
Right, I get you.
They throw out the goofy offer to Fielder they knew he wouldn't take. Mm-hmm. They throw out the offer to Sabathia they knew he wouldn't take.
Right.
$400 to $100 million.
Right.
But they knew they weren't coming back, so it didn't matter.
Right.
But they did it to tell their fan base, hey, we tried.
Mm-hmm.
So this thing with Darvish, I don't know what the offer is, obviously. I got a feeling it's, you know, $400 to $100 million or whatever it is.
What's that at $400 to $100 million? What's that?
25 a year.
Okay.
$400 to $100 million.
What's he making right now? Anybody know?
I can find out. But so if it's somewhere in that line, they know that's probably not going to be enough to get the deal done. But they throw it out there and hope that everybody else starts bidding on this dude get him off the market to get everybody else going here. He made $11 million last year.
Oh, he's double his salary, dude.
But he's going to be 31 next year. So Darvish is not a young guy.
So get me Henrietta. How old is he?
They're both 31. They're separated by three months.
Let's give some people that are riding around that car. They may not know all these numbers here, Ron, because you know baseball.
Yes,
I didn't mean to cut.
It's a numbers game.
It's about numbers.
Arrieta made $15.6 million last year.
So he made 15. The guy made 11. What's the ERA of these two jokers?
You want career or last season's ERA?
Let's go career.
Career. Yu Darvish is 3.42. Jake Arrieta is 3.57.
Ooh.
Anything else you would like to know?
Yeah.
Innings?
What was Arrieta last year?
Last year, Arrieta, you want ERA?
Yeah.
3.53.
Uh-huh.
Yu Darvish, 3.86.
I thought Arrieta had a bad year.
He had a rough first half. Second half, he was back.
Picked it up a little bit.
He was back in dominant form. Yeah.
And they're both at 31.
Both at 31 years old. Arrieta born in March, Darvish born in August, if months matter to you.
And, Steve, you think it's going to be more than 25 per?
For Darvish, yeah.
What about Arrieta?
Yep, probably.
Because what's going to happen, I think, is, and again, I'm just going off kind of what I've been hearing, but I think it's going to happen is it's going to be a shorter-term deal. So instead of getting 5 or 6 years, it may be 3 or 4, but then they're going to get way more per year to make up for the lack of long-term security.
Yeah.
Right. So, okay, maybe we would have done $25 million a year at 6 a year, but y'all don't want to do 6 a year.
Right.
So now it's going to cost you 32 or 33 a year to do it for 3 or 4 years. That's my guess of how this is going to work. Could be completely wrong. Maybe nobody wants to pay these guys big money because of how old they are. You heard Stearns when he was on with us. Where was it? The toy drive. And he talked about looking at guys more in their 20s that were coming up and why sign those guys.
Yeah.
And guys past 30, it's a different viewpoint as far as how you determine how much value they have.
Right.
Because, again, as you get older, your body breaks down, whatever the case may be.
Mm-hmm.
And especially for a pitcher, that's pitched a lot.
Any other numbers that you'd like, Gary?
414-799-1250.
Not the phone numbers. I meant the comparison between Yu Darvish and Jake Arrieta.
Darvish? Because they can't do both. We already know that.
No, you're not getting both these guys.
Darvish or Arrieta. Is that where we're at?
Yes. Innings pitched last year. Darvish had 186. Jake Arrieta had 168. And that was with Yu Darvish coming off of Tommy John surgery the previous year.
Wait a minute. Darvish had Thomas John?
Yes.
What did I just say?
Tommy Sean?
Thomas. Thomas.
Yes. He had the Thomas John surgery.
That scared me a little bit, doesn't it?
No, because you almost never have to have that surgery twice.
Stevie?
I don't worry about it as much as you did probably 15, 20 years ago. Seemingly nowadays, everybody ends up with Tommy John surgery at some point or another.
You remember when Tommy John had the Tommy John surgery?
No.
Nope. Do you? Are you that old?
Well, I know there was a guy named Tommy John.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah, right.
Yeah. Played for the Tigers.
Does that scare you off, the Tommy John surgery 2 years ago?
Yeah. I don't like jokers being cut on their arm, dude. That scares the bejesus out of me. I don't care what they say.
But
I'm surgery guy, trust me.
But wouldn't you think that a full year removed from it were sort of...
That's what they say, Rummy. They always tell you that. Oh, yeah, it's stronger than it ever was. You
want
to turn me down a little bit? Oh!
Tommy John didn't play for the Tigers.
I know, I just threw it out there.
Dude, you had me second guessing myself. I was like, you played for the Tigers? Tommy John, back in the 60s.
Steve, I was
63 to 89, so obviously I don't know his whole career.
Steve, I was hoping some of these other jokers would call me up and tell me you're wrong, because a lot of these guys like to tell me I'm wrong.
I was going
to
say Yankees.
I was flushing the toilet, and I was priming the toilet there, Steve.
Oh, I got a story about a toilet.
You too?
But that's all right, though.
Yeah. I was priming the toilet, bro.
Haven't we had enough toilet stories on this show?
Did you play for the Tigers or not? Who you played for?
Oh, he played for half baseball, but he did not play
for
the Tigers.
Tigers not
Cleveland,
Braves?
The Yankees, those guys.
Yeah.
It was actually in 2015 that Darvish had the Tommy John surgery. So
I don't know, that scares
he's
me,
he's had
man.
Two full seasons since then.
Because here's the deal. You're going to ask Hugh Darvish to give it if you're in the playoffs, right? You're going to shorten up your rotation. Mm-hmm. And then you're gonna ask this joker to give it. I don't know when the jokers have surgeries like that. I mean, I hate a guy that's being cut on something that he's gonna be. If it was, he's a right-handed pitcher, right?
Yes.
If it was his left arm, I wouldn't care as much. I don't like either one of these guys.
So you don't want either one?
No.
And that's a fine answer too.
Can I tell you? I'm serious.
Tell me why after the break.
Okay.
That's a valid answer. If you don't want either one, you can say neither one. Do you want Jake Arrieta? Do you want Yu Darvish? None of the above. 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 105.7FM The Fan. And remember the talkback feature on the Fan app. You just hit the button, leave a 30-second voicemail, including who you are, where you're calling from, and we'll play it right back right here on the Wendy's Big Show.
Potawatomi wants you to start the new year on a roll. Rolling for your ride. No matter your game, play this January. Then Thursdays, roll the giant dice. Get the high roll and roll out in a new Toyota Highlander from Heiser. Four SUVs are up for grabs, plus thousands in slot play. Roll for your ride Thursdays in January, only at Potawatomi Hotel and Casino. Visit paysbig.com/roll for more. Must be at least 21 years old and a club member to play.
Wendy's Baconator fries are just $1.99 for a limited time. But how do they make fries that live up to the name Baconator? Well, there's plenty of family resemblance.
Start with what your mama gave you.
And if your mama's the Baconator, that means lots of thick, applewood smoked bacon.
And if you thought your dad's jokes were cheesy,
Baconator fries are drenched with melty cheese sauce and cheddar.
And the foundation of this family of flavor? A bed of crispy, natural-cut fries.
And if you thought it couldn't get better, Baconator fries are just $1.99 for a limited time.
At participating Wendy's.
Thanks, Mom.
For pain relief and no surgical grief.
This stuff works. That's what my patients and I have discovered, and that's what I want you to know. Prolotherapy is a cost-effective, non-surgical, regenerative pain treatment that naturally produces healing and efficiently decreases pain. I was initially skeptical, but time and again, I've seen it dramatically reverse even long-standing pain problems.
Dr. Neil Pollack is a board-certified neurologist and a fellow with both the American Academy of Neurology and American Academy of Disability Evaluating Physicians. He is Greater Milwaukee's leading expert in prolotherapy.
Don't you owe it to yourself to give this pain treatment a chance? Take a minute. Contact us. You can be helped.
Call 414-453-7780 or go to Milwaukee Pain Clinic.
Really exaggerated in the press, and then there are some things we're working on that haven't been discussed publicly at all. So we'll keep you guys guessing for a little while longer, but we're certainly working on things. And it would, I'll say this, it would not surprise me if we make a substantive move between now and spring training.
Substantive, Ronnie.
That's not what he said.
Substantive.
I don't know. That doesn't make sense. David Stearns is too smart a person to use a word that does not make sense right there.
He went to Harvard. I went to UWM. I default to the boy from Harvard.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Substantive is a word.
It
you
is.
Never heard substance?
No, I have, look but it's it not. It's not the right word for that situation.
What does substance mean? More, a lot
study
of.
Study political big, science, not English. Okay.
Big, more, a lot of, big.
You can't use the same word twice in defining a word. You can't do that. You just did that. You just used big. Right. You just used big twice.
Well, I just you
asking you right now. Who would you rather have, Jake Arrieta or Yu Darvish, after reports over the weekend that the Milwaukee Brewers have made an offer to Yu Darvish? 414-799-1250. You can tweet us at 1057FMTheFan. There are two definitions for substantive.
Okay.
Having a firm basis in reality and therefore important, meaningful, or considerable.
All right.
Having a separate and independent existence.
Substance.
Substance? Is that what you've been saying?
Yes, substance.
Okay.
That's what he said. Substance.
Substance
move.
Substance. All right. Definition of substance.
Substance
extra male.
Substance.
All right. Why don't you want either of these guys, Gary? 414-799-1250.
I don't know. I just think it's going to be too much money. If Steve's saying, you know, $25 million, if that's just to start, to me, that's just too much. And we have another question that was almost kind of leads into that. But I'm not ready to spend that kind of money on these guys yet. If it's not going to be 25, well, one joker made 11, one joker made 13. So it probably is right that one of these guys is going to get probably in excess of $25 million. I mean, that's normally the way this stuff was going to go down. That's just.
But don't you think if that money was out there, one of them would have signed that contract already?
What?
$25 million?
No, because they want five, six years.
They got to get well. Not even that though, Steve. They ain't gonna jump at the first thing. They want somebody to bid on this,
and that's exactly correct.
They're not. I mean, that's just the first offer. Now they'll sit back and wait. The time is on their. Well, they think time is on their side. Most certainly. Time is on Yu Darvish's side now because he's got, if it is 25, I mean, he's got it sitting there.
People
so
are
he'll
saying
just
that
see if someone else beats it.
People are tweeting that Stearns probably meant substantial. That's
well, I'm
what
just going
saying.
By what he says.
Well, I know. People are tweeting now going, he just meant substantial, right?
Well, substance, I'm guessing he might have. Substance is not a word.
Did you look at the Urban Dictionary?
No.
Where I live, we got that word. I don't know where you live, where you from.
I just checked dictionary.com.
Irregardless.
You're from Palestine. I know in my hood that we use substance.
Okay. Well, I used the real dictionary. So you guys think that you really think
either one of these guys, Ron.
Because you think the money is going to get that high?
I think. Well, even at...
I don't think the money or the years
is there, and it won't be there. Maybe I'm crazy. I don't know. Even at 25 per, I don't want either one of these guys. And that may be a steal. I just don't.
Well, depending on how long it is.
Right.
Because, again, you're talking about guys going into their age 31 season. You give them a six-year deal, you're talking about 37? No, thank you. I'm out. So, really what you have to do, I think, is you look at it and go, okay, if I give you 4 years, that means... You're going to pitch your 31, 32, 33, and 34-year-old season, and then you're a free agent.
Right.
I'm okay with that. I can get down. I can live through 4 years at whatever the number is, 25 or whatever.
Yeah,
I'm okay with
that. 35 years old.
That'd be the age 34 season, that fourth year.
Right.
So, fine. I can get down with that. Once we get past 4 years, I don't care what the number is. I'm out. I'm not doing it. I'm totally out. I'd prefer three. So, if you want $30 million a year, and I'm not paying Jake Arrieta anything, so forget Jake Arrieta. But if it's Yu Darvish, if it's Yu Darvish and he wants three at 27, 28, whatever, I think I can get down with that for 3 years. If it's going to be four, then obviously that number's got to come back a little bit. It's still Milwaukee. But like we talked about last week, and I keep harping on this, and like Rami said, there's no guarantee they're going to spend that money on payroll, but every Major League Baseball team is getting a $50 million check this year because they sold this company that they own, BAM Digital. So from that, every team gets $50 million. Now, is there any guarantee they're going to put that in a payroll or put that into something else? I have no idea. They may take that and put that in the spring training complex they're building down in Maryville, or the additions and remodeling they're doing at the spring training complex. Maybe that's where they're going to put the $50 million. I have no idea. But if you are going to take that $50 million and put that towards Brewers payroll, I mean, that pays for like half of the contract of whoever you sign here as far as top level pitchers go. As far as people on Twitter right now, mm-hmm. everybody agreeing with Gary for the most part. Tom says neither. Van Burb says, I can't believe I'm agreeing with Gary again on this, but neither. No to Arrieta, no to Darvish on anything over 3 years. Since we all know offers seem to already be 4+, that's a nope from me there as well. AJ says they shouldn't sign either of those clowns. Wrong side of 30 and overpriced. Trade for Archer from the Rays or that other kid, Cobb. They're going to have to sign Cobb, though. Cobb is a free agent, so
yeah.
They'll have to sign him. And that's another guy that's at that next tier once you get past those first three. Cobb is on that second tier. Maybe Lynn is on the second tier, too. I'm not sure. I think Lynn fits better with the Brewers than the other two guys, if you ask me personally. But if they're healthy,
Lynn is waiting for those other two dominoes to fall.
Correct.
And then he'll see where he slots in.
Correct.
Salary-wise.
I mean, Lynn has had really good success in this division.
Mm-hmm.
So from that perspective, I'd feel pretty comfortable having him in the rotation going forward. Now, Darvish obviously is a sexier pick. He's going to strike out a bunch of guys, and you know what he is. And the other thing is, National League really hasn't seen this dude all that much. I mean, he just got to L.A.
Right.
So he hasn't been in the National League very long. I think that's a bonus pop for the Brewers, too, if they were to get you Darvish in this deal. Because the hitters, and again, it works against Darvish to a certain degree because he hasn't seen the hitters either. But I think it's advantage pitcher in that situation, Rami, when you're coming from the American League to the NL.
Are Brewers fans skittish about signing free agent pitchers and overpaying for free agent pitchers because of Jeff Suppan?
Yeah, probably part of it.
Well, it's more than Suppan.
And the other part of it is age, I think. Yeah. And going back to what Stern said originally, which is on the other side of 30, you know, it gets a little bit different.
Yeah.
If Darvish was 25, 26, I don't think anybody would even bat an eye at this. Just go ahead and pay him. Let's go. I don't think anybody worries about it. But because he's going in age 31 season, we've had the Tommy John, all that other stuff, I think that's why people get skittish about this deal.
I think both guys are worth the money in terms of the yearly salary that they're looking for in that $20 to $25 million a year range.
Right.
I'm not giving you more than 25. That's out of the question for either one of those two guys in terms of a yearly salary. That's not happening. The only thing I was weary of in terms of signing either Jake Arrieta or Yu Darvish was signing a contract that was too long. You're always going to overpay for top-notch pitching at the back end of a contract. Anytime you're giving a big deal to a guy who's in his late 20s or early 30s, who's a frontline starter, the back end of that contract is going to be a bad deal for the team that's signing him. That's the reality of buying pitching mm-hmm. in the major leagues. And if you're not going to develop your own pitching, which is the riskiest thing to do in terms of developing prospects, you have to go out and buy pitching. Now the question becomes, are the Brewers players in the playoff picture for the next 2 or 3 years? Because that's the usefulness. That's the shelf life for Jake Arrieta
Correct.
And Yu Darvish before it turns the other way, before
yep.
it starts to really go bad for those guys and you're overpaying for them. So you have to decide, are you in the next 2 or 3 years players and contenders in the playoff picture? Because once you get into the playoffs,
okay.
anything can happen.
Let's dive into something else, okay? So you're right, and that brings up how long before they're contenders. We're going to have Adam McKelvey on next hour at 3:35. Josh Hader on Hot Stove Weekly tonight with Tim Allen and Baby Tausch at 6:05. So lots of Brewers talk. Plus, we have another Brewers topic coming up today at 4 o'clock. So if you're a Brewers fan, this is your day. But we also had the report from Jerry Krasnick over the weekend that the Brewers were closing in on a trade. And he said he heard it from multiple sources around baseball. He doesn't know what the other team is other than it's not the Giants. So they're working on something else. Plus, you also have numerous people saying that they want Lorenzo Cain in a Brewers uniform before this is all said and done. And you have numerous reports that Domingo Santana is the guy that's probably going to be on the move. And that's why then you would go get Lorenzo Cain. There's all kinds of different stuff going on right now. They need a second baseman. They need pitching, obviously. They need a leadoff hitter at some point, too. All I'm saying is I'm pretty jacked and excited right now based on everything we've heard in the last 24 hours, Rami, that they're not going to sit on their hands and not trying to prove this roster. I don't know, and we'll talk about going forward or whatever, but let me throw out this dream scenario at you, Rob. I just tweeted this at somebody on Twitter, too, and I put ha, 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 ha after it, but what if they signed Darvish and traded for Archer?
Then you'd have a really, really strong pitching rotation.
Probably
the best in the division and one of the best in the National League.
And you'd have a chance at the division.
Yes.
I mean, those two guys, You put those two guys together, you'd have a chance at the division at that point. Archer comes relatively inexpensive compared to what you're going to pay Darvish. And then if you're able to go get Kane or whoever else to go along with it, I think and again, this is dream scenario, okay? So don't, like, kill me on Twitter over this. But if you were to add those two pitchers to the front of the rotation, I bet you could get some of these other guys to come here even less expensive for a chance to win a ring at that point. Because then I think the Brewers then have to be considered a contender, knowing that you're going to get Jimmy Nelson back about midseason.
Right.
And then it's Darvish, Archer, Nelson, Chase Anderson, and Zach Davies is your five?
Yeah. Not many teams can stack up against that.
That things become interesting.
Right.
Now you are seriously a threat to Chicago. St. Louis definitely ends up behind you after those two moves get done. So they got themselves in a position with a big trade and a surprise signing where they could put themselves right in the middle of this thing for the NL this year.
What I was getting at when I was saying, are you going to be a contender in the next 2 or 3 years? And that's the only way that this is worth it to do it. I think they are. I mean, you just came up short.
But you need more than Darvish or more than Arrieta. Just a pitcher does not put them in contention to win
the
NL.
Well, this is something I talk about all the time.
And I don't
especially
think.
Wild
card maybe, but not to win the NL.
It's something I talk about often when it comes to the Milwaukee Bucks, but the Brewers in a similar situation where you're trying to build towards something. You need improvement from within. Mm-hmm. That's something you're always going to ask for. You can't ask for every bit of improvement that you're going to get in an offseason to be through trades and through free agent signings. You need improvement from within. You need guys to get better.
Now, I understand there are exceptions to what I'm about to say,
mm-hmm.
like the Cardinals did it. But most teams still need a superstar.
Yes.
Bucks have theirs. The Brewers don't have one. So if that's going to work, if Darvish becomes your superstar or Archer, however you decide to do it, and Archer's really not a superstar yet, but you have to get a superstar. They don't have one at the position, at position players right now. They don't. Braun's coming is at the end, other side of his career, so he's not that guy anymore. Travis Shaw looked really well. It looks like he can be an all-star player going forward, but they don't have that guy yet. That's the difference between the Bucks and the Brewers, I think, is that the Bucks have their guy and the Brewers don't have one yet.
Let's go out to the phones. Let's go out to... Oh, by the way, I would sign either one just to finalize my answer. I'd be happy with either one if I'm a Brewers fan.
But how long?
I prefer Jake Arrieta. 4 years, somewhere in the $20 to $25 million range.
If it's over that, you're out.
Yeah. And I prefer Jake Arrieta because I look at the two guys, and one looks like a physical specimen. Jake Arrieta, however he got there. And the other one, Yu Darvish, it seems like he's just a natural at baseball. And usually those guys, it catches up to him a little bit earlier than the guys who are a physical specimen. Let's go to Eric in Port Washington. You're on the Wendy's Big Show. What's up, Eric?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I agree with what Rami said. You know, first off, we got to get rid of a couple of years. I mean, the 35, 36, 37-year-old pitcher, I mean, that's where the Brewers have gotten burnt in the past. But I would go with Yu Darvish easily. I just feel like he's more talented, and he's 3 years away from his Tommy John surgery. And he's actually just started throwing that slider again, even though he was tipping it in the World Series. But I just feel like the Brewers, the biggest problem with the Brewers last year is they just ran out of pitching. I mean, they didn't have anybody to throw the innings at the end of the year. So, I mean, the only reason I would maybe go Arrieta over him is because of the injury history with Darvish. But, I mean, the stuff that Darvish throws when he's on, I mean, there's probably only two pitchers, Scherzer and Kershaw, that are better when he's on. I just don't see if the Brewers can pull him in for four, maybe 5 years at, you know, $20-25 million. I think we can do it. I mean, I think we should do it. The contract would have to be, I think, four, and then maybe overpay a little bit.
So all right.
I would go Darvish.
Gotcha. Thanks for the call. I got a couple people on here with another idea that we haven't addressed. Dan says, couldn't agree more, neither. Then he says, and there's others that say the same thing, sign Cobb and Lynn. He says, sign Alex Cobb and Lance Lynn. Some second starter types with bigger upside, less cost. Archer trade okay if the price is right, but don't get too splashy thinking you need a big name ace. What does Cobb and Lynn do for you compared to...
It's an upgrade.
Because then it's Lance Lynn, Jimmy Nelson, Cobb, Chase, or Chase, then Cobb, and then Davies. Does that put you in the discussion to win the division?
Yeah, I think so.
But not as much, obviously, as Darvish and Archer.
I think you're one of the front runners doing what you talked about earlier.
Of winning the NL.
Yeah.
Forget just the division.
So we'll wait and see. We'll see what the Milwaukee Brewers end up doing if you Darvish takes the offer. If there's an offer out there to Jake Arrieta, if he might take it.
Can you believe we're having the discussion considering what we were talking about before the start of last season? And now fast forward a year. Well, before last year, we're like, oh, man, it's going to be a long year. They're not going to win a bunch of games.
Well,
now you fast forward a year, and we're sitting here talking about possibly signing the top pitching free agent.
Hey, listen, you know, when Rummy and I were out at spring training, we just trying to get to know people.
Right.
Last year.
Right. Literally.
You're right.
Like you had.
I think the Brewers were trying to get to know each other.
Yeah, well, they were.
Spark, you know you're in the locker room, and usually you know all these guys, right?
You didn't know anybody.
You had to read the name above the locker before you went up to a lot of these guys and asked them for an interview.
Well. This year, if you were in the locker room like 10 years ago, you'll get to know a lot more of them. I mean, Giovanni Gallardo, you've seen.
That's true.
Lorenzo Cain comes back. You've seen him before. Yep. I mean, some of these guys you'll have already seen. Boy, oh, boy. Dream scenario. But if you get Darvish and Archer.
Yeah.
I think I figured out the mystery of what David Stearns was actually saying in that soundbite that we've played now twice and argued over what he's saying substantive.
Okay.
And it means in the way that he was using it, he was saying possessing substance, having practical importance, value, or effect.
Well, I just try and tell you what we would have done.
Substance.
Yeah, well,
you would have used a word that's not a word.
Leroy, you won't back me up on this?
Leroy Butler has leaped into the studio.
What you need backing up on?
Substance. That's what we would have used back in the project.
I don't have no problem with that word.
Duval County.
Hey, whatever you guys want to do. Whatever floats
your
boat,
G.
It's not a word.
Who's that?
The dictionary.
Dictionary?
Yes.
Is this in the dictionary? So don't go by no dictionary. What are you talking about, Ron?
Flip me the bird, man.
Allegedly.
What'd you come in here all angry for today? I've never seen him do that in my life. What's the matter with you?
All these smart guys talking about how they got the info. I went to the dictionary.
Wow.
Hey, I got to ask Siri right now.
Yeah.
Is this in the dictionary?
What is wrong with people today, man? Good Lord.
Hey, should I talk about my good friends?
Please talk about your good friends over at the Jewelry Center. That'll cheer you up a little bit. Yeah.
Swear, what is that?
My good friends over at the Jewelry Center, located on 76 and Layton Plaza, new location in Brookfield, off of Blue Mile Road in the Tri-City National Bank building right there on the second floor. They have a lot of substance over there, guys. A lot of substance.
I know what you mean, GE.
They got everything that you want. Just go over there. Take a look at it. My good friend Dean Murray is the owner. The people that he has over there, they've been in business for well over 30 years. The guys understand the jewelry business. He knows what he's talking about. I'm just saying this. If you're shopping for some jewelry and you're at another store and you're not at the Jewelry Center, I guarantee you're spending too much money. I stand behind my folks over at the Jewelry Center. Go check them out. The Jewelry Center, 76 Layton Plaza, new location in Brookfield, Blue Mountain Road, in Tri-City National Bank Building.
Let a quick break. On the other side, James Jones, a very smart man.
Is he?
Because he agrees with me. It's the Wendy's Big Show, and we'll be right back.
Sports Flash, right now.
From the Master Z's WSSP Sports Update Studio, I'm Mike Clemens. Master Z's Waukesha, the largest leisure retailer in Wisconsin with over $1.5 million of inventory. Stop in and check out the great deals at Master Z's Waukesha online at MasterZ's.com. First on the fan, the Brewers in talks with former Rangers and Dodgers pitcher Yu Darvish. Actually, the Milwaukee Journal says they've offered him a contract. He's 6'5", an ERA of 3.86. Darvish with elbow surgery back in 2015. 10-12 was his record last year in combined starts for the Texans, or in Texas, and for L.A. Now, we talked to Brewers general manager David Stearns the other day.
I'll say this. It would not surprise me if we make a substantive move between now and spring training.
NFL, the Eagles have been to the Super Bowl twice, didn't win it. Yesterday, though, they've given themselves a third chance to return. Of course, after whooping up on the Vikings 38-7 in Philly. And after the game, quarterback Nick Foles said Doug Peterson, a former Packers backup quarterback, kind of discovered him.
Coach Peterson was the one who drafted me. He was the only coach who flew down to Texas and worked me out. I was only worked out by one team privately, and it was by Coach Peterson. And Coach Reed and the Philadelphia Eagles took a chance on me. So in that moment, to win this game for him and this organization is something very special.
Bucks trying to break their two-game losing skid tonight at home against Phoenix. Now, over the weekend, though, Jason Kidd said even though they didn't have Giannis, they're improving.
And we've played without guys before, and it's always been a close game, or we've been right there. We just have made mistakes with turning the ball over, or we can't rebound. But I thought we got better, you know, tonight without some of the guys.
Read more online, 1057FMTheFan.com. I'm Mike Clemens, Sports Radio, 1057FM The Fan.
Sunday's Big Show. I'm Rami Makhlouf along with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer and our two former Packers, Gary Ellerson and Leroy Butler.
Tell the people what Gary said.
Just a quick recap of our conversation during the break. Gary thinks
we're
things,
robbing people of good content.
Gary thinks things from Peru are Persian.
Yes.
Persian,
Nope.
Wait, you asked me.
Yes. Yes.
What I was eating.
Yes.
And I told you ceviche.
And ceviche.
Well, I asked you what you were eating. Rami had to explain it.
Ceviche.
It's ceviche.
Yeah. I think that's the singer.
And my
though,
doctor told me I need to eat. I was just with my doctor today. And he said, I need to eat some more seafood.
Now, where's your doctor from?
Peru.
Okay.
Persian.
No.
He's Persian. And
start
he's
with a P,
Peru.
Rami.
Nope. People from Peru are Peruvian.
No, that ain't what he told me.
Well, I'm pretty sure that probably is what he told you, or he's lying to you about where he's from.
He's from Peru.
Then he's Peruvian.
He's got Peru license on his wall.
That doesn't,
so he's Peruvian.
He's got a Peru license on his wall. Mm-hmm. What does that even mean?
That so he can help people.
Is it next to his Persian rug?
That's on the wall, too. Like, you see Rummin in Mama House?
Yes.
She got a big-ass Persian rug in their in their house.
Rummin got like, some money.
The whole
no, we don't.
Room. Rummy, I see it on Facebook.
But we don't have money, man.
Yeah, they are, dude.
We ain't got no money.
Rummy, if your mama
got
a Persian rug.
She got good credit.
It's in her living room. It covered the whole living room floor. That costs a lot
of money.
Oh,
man, we know people.
You ain't get it from State Fair.
We know people, man.
State Fair. Got a rug from State Fair.
No, we know what I'm talking about.
We know people in Persia and not Peru.
You know where they get it from, swap meet.
No.
Oh, okay. I like the swap meet on 7th Mile, though. It'd be popping, cuz.
Oh, man.
Take $20 and that come out with 17 bags.
That's really hurt my brain. Did yesterday prove that Brady is better than Rodgers?
Hey, 414. Who came up with this question?
What, you want to hold off on this? You got something
did
else?
You get a new car?
Stupid. Yeah, he got a new car.
People are tweeting about it.
Yeah.
Arizona. How does somebody in Arizona know that you got a new car?
He puts everything on social media.
Oh, that's how I don't know.
No idea, dog. Who in Arizona?
Cactus Pete.
Who is that?
Gary, I saw your Twitter post.
Says, why are we not discussing the signing of an Audi by Gary Ellerson and the release of the Genesis, the car that hugged him? From
it's
Cactus
the same
Pete.
People, though. Let's it's the same people.
Let's get that a little later on.
How do people on social media know? Did you tweet out
he
something?
He tweeted out a picture of him and the whole crew over at Hyundai West Dallas and with his new car.
Did he have his arms crossed?
Like one of those jailhouse pictures? I don't think so, no.
You it know, did. Black people.
Actually, Rummy, because all these guys are together, but actually, International Autos is now.
Oh, my bad.
They're in the same group.
My bad.
All in the same group.
All the
it'll
money
be just
goes
like
to
if,
the same company.
If you had a car dealership, and what's his name?
That's Steve Sparky Pfeiffer.
Steve, and I wanted my customer car, I call you and Sparky up. How can I get it?
Okay.
Right.
And
it
we'll,
goes in the same
we'll get together. We'll hook up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We'll get you whatever you need.
And then we would invite this guy to buy it.
Mm-hmm. So I went to the auto department over International Autos.
What kind of car did you get?
It's a Q7.
Okay.
That's nice.
Big time. Mm. All right. What was the reason for the move? I mean, since we're on it
normally when you buy a new car, you take a picture with your shirt off when you're inside of it.
Know what I did today?
Oh, uh-oh. Man.
Let me get my camera out. Hold on.
Look, Ron.
Oh, he's taking his shirt off again. Dude, this just happened on Friday.
Wait, man. See?
Oh, man, he shaved it all off now.
Hey, that's nice.
If you weren't listening on Friday, Gary had an EKG exam.
Yeah.
So he had two bald spots.
Did you use a razor or did you use some Nair?
Both.
Oh, nice.
He had two bald spots, one on either pectoral, if you will.
Yeah.
So then he tried to clean it up and shaved just like from his upper chest to his belly button.
Yeah.
And had hair all over his shoulders, all over his stomach. Just there was just a swath.
If you ever seen 40-year-old virgin, it was just like that. It looked like a smiley face.
Rob, I want to get back to this because maybe.
So, how far up did you go? You showed me the whole stomach
back?
Is clean because
you
when you
back?
Showed us on Friday, you had hair all over your shoulders still.
No, I want to get to this.
Uh huh.
Maybe some other time because I want to talk about, you know, shaving yourself and stuff like that.
What
but
about
I know
the back
we've
of
done
your
that,
neck
but,
and your back?
Right. I didn't realize how hairy I am.
I tried to tell you when we went to New York.
Dude.
When we went to New York, I told you, you look like Caesar.
I'm a hairy joker.
Yes,
man.
You're a hairy joker.
You look like Caesar, dude.
Well, what do you want to know? We're into it now. What do you want to know?
Me, Caesar.
Well, let's talk about it later. I want to talk about James Jones real quick, because this kind of guy with me. I really do.
All right.
We'll get to that.
Well,
later.
Now we're up against a break.
Yep, okay, I gotta wait.
And then we'll talk about what James Jones said right after this.
Because that really got me thinking.
Uh-oh. Oh, man.
I'm for real.
Got you thinking you agree with James Jones or don't?
Oh, that's a good one.
I probably don't.
All right.
Probably.
It's the Wendy's Big Show. Gary's going to be wrong next. Did yesterday prove Tom Brady is better than Aaron Rodgers? 414-799-1250. You can tweet us at 1057 FM The Fan. Somebody essentially asked James Jones that yesterday via Twitter. It was Antonio Sanchez. I'd try to tell you what his handle is, but I think if I try and pronounce that, I'd violate an FCC code.
He asked
at 89 Jones NTAF, which is how you follow James Jones if you're not already, if Brady wins his sixth Super Bowl, will you finally admit he's better than Rodgers? James Jones answered very simply, no. 414-799-1250, or you can tweet us at 1057 FM The Fan. Gary, you said before the break that you're starting to lean in the opposite direction of James Jones on this debate.
So let me just say this, Rom.
Okay, that.
Because everybody yesterday hit me up on Twitter, Facebook, what have you.
Yeah, I saw some people getting after you.
Okay, about, you know, and people bring this up. Guys, folks get mad with me because I talk about the Patriots and the Packers. And it's not really me. It's you people. You people bring up the comparison between the Patriot organization and the Packers. There's no comparison. There isn't. Just isn't. There's no comparison, folks. There's no comparison to this, to anything that these guys are doing to anybody in the NFL right now. They stand alone. They're standing alone building. But yesterday, Rom Dahl, and I saw that tweet that went out, Gronkowski goes out the game. I think everybody thinking that it's over, right? I don't know. Did you see it?
Which game?
I saw
the Patriots game? Yes.
Wobble off.
Yeah, right.
I saw it.
What you think? Did you say, oh, it's over?
No.
I thought they were in a lot of trouble. It was
14-3
at that point.
Okay, not even over, but right, Steve? Okay, in a lot of trouble. I get down in a lot of trouble because I did too.
Yep.
Leroy just so happened to come knocking at my door at that particular time. Say it.
Is Leroy a drop-in guy? Like no phone call? He's just there?
Well, I mean,
I brought a bunch of food.
Oh, then that's fine. You can drop in.
You had lima bean stuff?
Yeah.
I did black eyed peas this time.
Oh, not lima beans.
Mm-hmm. No. Saying,
I want some limas though, Steve.
I love lima beans.
So Leroy shows up at your door and says,
said, pretty much what Steve said. Can't count them out, bro.
Still got a chance, but it's going to be more difficult.
Yeah, can't count them out. Lo and behold, Tom Brady goes. Let me just say this, and I said this before. Aaron Rodgers
Can I give you a quick stat that's going to strengthen your argument that I just
I'm going to get you some stats. Okay. No, I'm going to get some stats because that's coming. Right. I test Gary. That's all I am.
The barbershop stats.
Yeah, I don't need numbers right now because we're going to get in that. But I'm just going to give you right now. Aaron Rodgers is probably one of the most athletic quarterbacks. Do what he do. Tom Brady can't do what Aaron Rodgers does. Okay? But Aaron Rodgers can't do what Tom Brady does.
That makes a lot of sense.
In what sense?
And Tom Brady, crystal clear. Tom Brady is doing what he does at a higher rate than Aaron Rodgers does what he does. Does that make sense?
What is it exactly that he does that Aaron Rodgers can't, though?
This joker is just clutch all the time, 24/7. There ain't no letdown, bro. And he don't care who's on the field.
Well, I mean, he's lost two Super Bowls, so there has been some letdown. He's not perfect.
I'm not talking about Montana. I'm just talking about Rodgers and Brady.
Right, I know.
If you want to bring in Montana, we can do that too. Right. But right now, I'm just talking about Rodgers and Brady.
Okay.
He is, between those two guys, is just what he does is just unbelievable. And everybody talking about, well, Amendola, how is Amendola getting open? Who is these guys? We got Jordy Nelson. We got
Randall Cobb.
It must be Mike McCarthy. That could be some truth to that.
Let me ask you this.
That could be.
I saw people tweeting yesterday that they thought the Jags were the more talented team on the field.
No.
You don't think they were more talented across the board than New England?
Well, okay. But see, that gets back to what we were saying, too, about Rodgers he take him off the field.
Right. That's what we're talking about. Just everybody on
but
the field.
But see, Tom Brady makes up for all that. Yes.
I understand that.
Yes.
I'm just saying so.
Yes. Yes.
So you think Jacksonville is more talent?
We'll say that, yes.
Right.
But they got the ultimate elixir,
game changer. Yeah.
The ultimate equalizer in Tom Brady.
414-799-1250. Do you say Brady's better?
Brady's better than Rodgers, y'all.
And you just decided this
just now
while watching that game yesterday?
No, just now.
Just now, just while you were talking.
Rami.
Gary.
I just don't see Rodgers doing what Brady does at that level with those guys. Seriously, man, he goes out, and he was putting them on them, rubbed out. Now, I know they got a defense, all that kind of stuff. Gilmore made a great play. But Rami.
Yeah, but you just say that in passing like it doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
That means a lot.
No.
That means plenty.
No. Yeah, it does. I want to. But what he.
And you.
How he's done it, though, Rami. You go look at Rodgers. And then I'm getting to numbers. You go look at Rodgers' numbers in like in these big games. Look, is it a QBR?
Mm-hmm.
They're not very good. I mean, in like some of these big games that they lose, he seems like he just disappears or something happens.
So Gary decided just now.
Just now. Tom Brady.
Just now. He talked himself into it.
I did.
Now I want to be real clear about what we're talking about. Because
okay.
Tom Brady is obviously the more accomplished quarterback.
Well, yeah.
If both their careers ended today, Tom Brady, you have to say, is the better quarterback.
Okay.
He has the longer resume, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay.
I contend that if Aaron Rodgers plays as long as Tom Brady did or anywhere close, keeps putting up the same numbers, I don't care how many rings he ends up with, I don't care how many playoff games he wins, he will be the GOAT.
He put up numbers, but it ain't about numbers.
And
he'll put up numbers.
I know it's not all about numbers. You, like you said, your eye test Gary.
Rodgers is going to put up numbers.
I'm eye test Rami. And I'm telling you that I look my eye test when watching these games.
Gave himself his own nickname.
I don't see Tom Brady do anything that Aaron Rodgers can't. Nothing. And if you're asking me who I'm picking to win in a singular moment to win a football game and be my quarterback.
In a singular moment.
To start a game.
Yep.
We're going into the Super Bowl, NFC Championship, whatever the case may be, and you're telling
me
you can pick between Brady or you can pick between Rodgers to be under center. I'm taking Aaron Rodgers all day.
Because you can take away anybody. You can take away Jordy Nelson. You can take away Devontae Adams. You can take away Gronkowski. Brady don't care. Let me have Brady. Rodgers struggles when he don't have his, when his best guys, it's just different, Rami. Brady.
It applies to what you're talking about right now.
I'm just saying, Rami, just look at it, man. Proof is in the pudding, man.
I'm not even sure.
That joker don't go away.
I'm not even sure what word you're going for. Usually I can help you.
Unfeathered. Brady's just unfeathered.
Okay. I like that unfeathered word. It's a new
414-799-1250. I just want to get into a little discussion. Brady or Rodgers?
414-799-1250. Don't forget about the TalkBack app.
Yeah, get me a TalkBack.
A TalkBack feature on the Fan app.
I'm going to try to have my dad do that.
You hit the button. You leave a 30-second voicemail, including who you are, where you're calling
from.
That'd
be cool. I've never heard
your
dad
talk. We
play
it back here on the show. Has your dad called into the show ever?
He's been in here before. Yeah, he called on the show a couple times.
Did he?
Yeah. Remember he came in here?
Was it from a payphone?
No, the other studio, the old one.
Oh, I must not have been on the show at that point.
No, you were here.
He was in studio?
Yeah.
I don't recall that at all.
He got that one arm. He got that little nose.
Only place I remember meeting your dad was at your son's wedding.
Okay, well, you seen him then.
That's the only place I remember meeting your dad. He seems like he would enjoy the Q Club of Wisconsin and Waukesha Sparky.
My dad eat up some stuff, dog.
Right? Fish fry? Dad down for a fish fry? Shoot some darts?
Hey.
Some pool?
Hey.
Yes?
We got breaking news.
Oh, boy.
You ready?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Agent Wojnarowski.
Uh-huh.
Blue check mark.
Uh-huh.
The Bucks just fired Jason Kidd.
Okay. All right, so much for that Brady and Rodgers discussion. Yeah, that's real. That just happened.
Wait a minute.
No, that's real. That's a thing.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, that just happened. That's the real Adrian Wojnarowski.
I just broke my headphones.
Hey, I want to say something. I was at Pick and Save on State Street in Tulsa. And a guy, I don't know if he works for the Bucks or not, he told me that was going to happen.
Wow.
I told him he was crazy.
Leroy, I told you that.
Joe Prunty, tweeted 30 seconds.
I thought he was going to finish the season.
Yeah. Bucks assistant coach Joe Prunty will be installed as interim coach. League sources tell ESPN he will coach Bucks against Phoenix tonight.
Oh, my God. I got to pick myself up. We're coming back with this.
Yes. Your reaction. Jason Kidd
I'm
out.
I'm stunned.
as the Bucs head coach.
For Aaron Rodgers fans, please hold on. We apologize.
414-799-1250. Tweet us at 105.7 FM The Fan. Yeah, if you guys want to talk about Jason Kidd getting fired.
Steve, check Giannis' Twitter.
Y'all hang right there.
What's his reaction?
And so Sweeney still has a job?
I guess. We still have to wait for the details to trickle out. And I know you're a bit frazzled right now and trying to process all this, but you do still have to talk about the Q Club of Wisconsin and Waukesha.
Because I got a text saying, fired, boom, and I figured it could only mean Jason Kitts, and then I had to go searching for what happened.
Did you think for a second, like, is this about me?
No,
is this, is this how they let me go?
No, it was definitely not about
After
me.
After all these years, I get a text?
But
I got a message at 2:09 that they fired him. Did this just happen? Did it happen a long time
ago? Oh, this just happened.
Yeah. So you just decided not to tell the rest of the show.
Because I've been thinking stuff is fake.
Q Club of Wisconsin is your favorite place to catch all your favorite sports action. Pool tables, shuffleboard, tornado, foosball, electronic darts, ping pong, and more.
Oh, my God.
Enjoy their award-winning fish fry on Wednesdays and Fridays with four different styles of fish piled high with all the extras. Watch all your favorite football action on Super Sunday at the Q Club with drink specials, raffles for great prizes. Plus,
didn't
free
John
food
Horse just tell us he liked it?
At halftime.
Hall of Fame credentials and all that.
So you think he's still in charge? They're also now serving breakfast on Sunday starting at 9 a.m. and always a fun place to host private parties, including your own personal VIP suite with luxury pool table. Oh. Q Club of Wisconsin, 2454 North Grandview Boulevard in Waukesha, half mile south of I-94. Check them out at QClubofWI.com or on Facebook.
We'll process this. You process this, and we'll discuss next.
What more proof do you need?
Jason Kidd
out going on
as the Bucks head coach. We're the Wendy's Big Show. 414-799-1250 is how you get in, and we'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.